nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Hello, and welcome to edition of the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm, of course, Kelly, and I'm back, of course. And it's good to be back, I should say. So, yeah, I was left from Dominican Republic from February. I left around February 11th, around there, and then I came back around February 4th or 5th, or around there. So, anyways, good to be back. Michael's on the line. Hello, Michael. Looks like you had some troubles with the bridge and the tunnels around there.
Yeah, there was some kind of a vehicle fire on the Massey Tunnel. They directed everybody onto the Alex Fraser Bridge, and of course that got tied up and accident happened there, then stalled vehicles back over all over the place. So it's like it was
yikes.
And there was even a bus got spun out on the highway, so
yikes.
So it was like I tried to get out their way, and it was just a massive tie-up, and it was like, so I just turned back around again.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this morning we have Alfie Bell with us. She's actually coming live via the phone from L.A. Mm-hmm. She grew up with Southern Hospitality and Diversity, and she has had many Latinos in her life, so she's bilingual with Spanish, which is pretty cool. And she's focused on passing brotherly love to as many people all over the country as she possibly can. And at this point, I think since we're going from the U.S. to Canada, she's trying to go global with this. She's a author and motivational speaker. Maybe we can get her to tell us a little bit about her book. How the book actually talks a little bit about how she overcame some challenges with epilepsy and things. So, Alfie, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. How are you?
Good.
All the energy. Want to pass the energy to you. I want you guys to pass it on to everybody else. Let's just keep it going.
There you go. So, Let's start off with our first question here. What is your passion and purpose in this world today?
Oh, I am on fire. Like you see how I'm passing the energy. So I really want to motivate everyone in the country and the whole world to just see that loving vibe and support that they have, you know, all over. And so many of us are there. And when we all remind ourselves how it's only 5% or maybe 7% of negative things that happen, but everybody's blowing that up. The news is blowing it up like that's the big thing. But if it's only 5 or 7%, 93% of the time, all the other folks around you are positive and are loving people. And if we recognize that and see how we can walk around with that change, we can all walk around with that loving spirit, it is amazing how it uplifts. And we just walk with another pep in our step. Got many resources, and we're safe where we go. And I just want everybody to recognize how special they are. They were designed.
Yeah.
And just want to see how, you know, they feel important and just open up so they can shine off all those things, all those strengths that they have, the skills that they have in their heart. I want more people to just shine and realize how they're the diamond already.
So, It's kind of interesting because you're right. Everybody is focusing on right now what the U.S. new president is doing with his travel bans and all that kind of stuff. Mm. It's like it's all over the media. And what do you think that's actually doing to people's lives when all you're hearing is negative stuff? You don't hear maybe there was a hero in your neighborhood that did something really, really great to help somebody's life along, you know, instead of you're hearing all the negative stuff instead of like the good stuff, like this guy helping somebody in his neighborhood. what's that doing for our lives?
That's true. I mean, just the whole point is they always try to act like, oh, check this out. Look at this. Look at this. This is so important. And why are you trying to act like that's important, that one negative fool who's a weirdo? It's like, that's not the normal thing. That all the other people didn't do that. Mm-hmm. 9 out of 10, you know, is one of the guys who will, one person who will do something weird, where 9 of the other folks haven't done it. And it's like, let's stop blowing that up. It seems like now that's how you get popularity or everything. This news media always just wants to throw up, oh, this is what happened in this world. This is what happened. Somebody just got stolen. Somebody just got shot. Oh, my gosh. And when we think about those negative things all the time, that's what stays in our mind, negative and fear. Mm-hmm. But, oh, yeah, everybody, I'm getting this out of my mind. Mm-mm. Free your mind. The rest will follow. You remember that song?
Well, it's kind of like a song there. You just brought up a song.
It's amazing and true. You just get all that negative off and you just feel great.
Oh, yeah.
All the joy is our strength. Mm. It clearly is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting younger and younger and wiser and wiser, just feeling joyful and just feeling great, just passing it.
Yeah. So. It's pretty cool that there is somebody out there that's saying, hey, let's look at what good is happening. It's like, okay, yes, that was tragic that somebody was injured or something like that. Yes, that was tragic, but let's focus on whether the whole world didn't get injured. Only the one person. What else happened that was good? It's good that somebody's trying to make people focus on the good stuff.
But right, because you see how reality shows have taken over, you know, with all these other reality shows. And mm-hmm. if we're all getting everybody to get up there and just fight and show off how loving things happen. Oh, I did this, and this person helped me out, and look at this, and what I got, and how they saved this for me. If everybody is just happily running and showing off what the loving things that happened to them, you know, for the week, everybody would be like, oh, okay, let me do this more often. That would inspire more people to be able to do it, and then they'll be able to be on the news and media and showing off the good things. It's like, why are we going to only let the negative folks be the ones to go up there and get all this popularity when you can go over there and pass the love and show, this helped out tremendously. Hey. Show off how Michael is just coming right here and just giving that wonderful gentleman spirit. He opened up and let this person come on to the show and showed off how, you know, you can send them to, didn't you send somebody on a trip or something? You gave some people some money and, you know, the donations. It's like all the things that you do. Mm-hmm. Positive. We all appreciate.
Yeah. How do you,
I just want to motivate more folks. It's like, recognize you. If all of us all there can just see about what their cousin or what the person they saw down at school, you know, a person that they don't know, who did something very positive, if they can just, you know, let us all know about that. Like, oh, thanks. More people will be like, see, look around. Look at all the love that's already right next to you. Don't assume there's all this negative and we need all this insurance.
Yeah. So, you know, what's really fun is when you're sharing love with people as opposed to anything else, is how much better you feel and how much better the other person feels. And it's like, what do you think that does for people's health?
Oh, it keeps it on fire. It keeps it stronger because, when you're feeling great, joyful, you recognize how you don't notice anything negative when you're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way that, you know, how you can hold when you don't have to use the restroom when you go at the movies. You're all paying attention to the movie. You don't have to use it. It's the same way when you're feeling good, you're not thinking about any cancer. You're not thinking about any diabetes or headache or cold. You're just enjoying this moment and feeling good. And so focus on just feeling good right here. Enjoy your moment and recognize how, hey, aren't you walking on both of your legs? Didn't you just get up? And you like, enjoy that. Recognize that, hey, and you're feeling this goodness here. It's like, hey, you don't have to think about X, Y, and Z. Because when you think about something over and over again, two and three times, they say that's worry. So disregard all that health that they're talking about. The challenges they say you said, that's how you don't have that.
Right. So, I totally lost my thought on this one. We were talking. I think it was yesterday. We were doing like a little pre stuff, and you were talking about something as simple as a headache, and how if you change your focus, that the headache could disappear.
Clearly,
yeah.
So I was just take a deep breath and just blow it off and disregard it. You might feel like something the same way somebody might push your arm. You might have felt that for a second, but you just ignore it after that. You don't think about it again. Same way with a headache. If you feel something coming up in your head, disregard it. It's a symptom. You just push it off and don't let it stay in your mind. Just whatever. And move on and just keep going, taking your deep breath and just doing what you're doing. If you're on your computer, if you're driving, if you're whatever you're operating, just focus on that. And then as you ignore and don't pay attention to any of that, you don't accept it and say, oh, no, I feel good. Because your subconscious mind is very strong. If you speak out loud, I feel very good. Take this deep breath and then you just relax. That's when your headaches are not there because you're not accepting it. Mm-hmm. You just get in the habit of doing that. And you see how, boom, you don't accept any headaches and it's not coming to you. I know I don't get headaches or colds. Everybody has to get into the habit when they remind themselves that, oh, please, this is not for me. I don't have this problem. I don't have that. Because I know one time, didn't you have a headache one time? It came on me, a few years ago. Something tried to come on a headache. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't have a headache. It took me about 10 minutes. Actually, I got to think, I'm like, hello. I had to take a deep breath and meditate and walk down the street. But after I ignored and started going back, started reading my book again and stuff like that, it went away. Mm. And I never got it again. I was like, this is not for me. I don't accept that.
So you had just had a minor headache at that point?
Right. It's like the biggest headache I've ever had. I'm like, a headache? Mm. I never get a headache. I'm like, why are you here? I just took a deep breath. I'm like, what are you talking about? Just took my breath and just like kept blowing it off and just walked around the corner, walked around like two blocks and then came back and started reading my book again. And it was fine.
Very interesting.
And I didn't get it again.
I said it was very interesting. I mean, when I do have headaches, they're like for hours, few hours. About hours. And then, until I really get the really major headaches. So, it's either Tylenol or not, right?
Mm. But that's the thing, like you said, the major. Can you start saying that, I don't have major headaches? No, that was just a training I'm going through. So I have a strong head. I have a strong head. My mind is relaxed. I'll just start saying my mind is relaxed.
Very interesting.
My mind feels good. Say that out loud. My mind feels good.
Mm-hmm. That's a good positive sign for it as well.
My head feels good. Right. If we just speak it more often, when you're speaking it, you have to realize your subconscious mind believes whatever you're saying. Remember, the people who get in the habit of saying, oh, I am so tired, man. Oh, goodness, this is such a hard day for me. Or I am so lazy. People get in the habit of saying things like that, acting like they're just joking or, just talking to their friend. But the more that they're saying that out loud, the more that their mind, oh, okay. And they stay tired. They stay lazy. They stay whatever they're saying. And so if you say, oh, I'm feeling free. Ooh, I am so energized. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. You realize the reality, how, yes, you stay. Your mind's like, oh, okay. Let me pick that up. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, we feel good. Whatever you're speaking and walking and expecting, whatever you expect is what you come about. So don't expect that headache again. I don't have this in mind. My mind is very strong. That's not true. Don't expect it. take the deep breaths and stop allowing it to even cross your mind.
Right.
Yeah, just think about if somebody told you that you were, you're not an American citizen, or you're not handsome or something. You would just blow off those thoughts, like, shut up, please. And you wouldn't even think about it again. Mm-hmm. The same way with this one. Don't let it cross your mind. Just blow it off the same way and walk with that same importance.
So if we expect the best out of life and out of our environment, then we will receive the best. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Remember that we're not like the computer. And we're going to click on the mouse and boom, the result will happen right now. Are you willing to expect the best? Are you willing to deal with something for 10 minutes or an hour, whatever you say? You go there and just blow it off, see how you can overcome, and then ignore. Because the winners don't quit. The winners will stay focused and disregard and not allow. So just don't ever give up.
Right.
And it's a simple thing. I mean, this is your headache, so it's like, come on. It's not like a click of a mouse, but you're going to get used to how easy it is when you start realizing that, I'm not allowing this. I'm not allowing this. I'm fine. This is not normal for me. Stay away from me. And I feel good. And then when you take those deep breaths, you remember how you take your deep breaths? You've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath, and all that oxygen going into your brain and your body is critical. It is very strong. It just connects everything with your body and all of your muscles and your brain all coming in accordance. Take your deep breaths more often.
Right.
Taking one with you right now. Get a reminder, so. The same way we all got to brush our teeth. We all brush our teeth daily. So why don't we remind ourselves to take a deep breath the same way through our nose?
Wow, it's amazing how something simple like that can just remind us to keep healing ourselves. So right now, Alfie, we need to get to a break. Kelly's going to play some ads and take us to a station ID. You're listening to Community Living Radio, and Kelly's going to take us to a break.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
And we're back. You're listening to the Community Living Radio here on the NCRA networks. And we're here with Alfie Brown and Alfie Bell. Sorry. Got to get our name straight. And I just asked Alfie about expecting the best from our environment. But I want to ask you this. Why is it so important to expect the best from people, and even the people we don't know?
Because what you expect is what you attract, like to attract like. If you're always expecting it to be so scary and, oh, all these things are going to be happening, you're expecting all that to happen to you. But if you're expecting how much love, oh, it's such a nice, great community that we have. Oh, this wonderful country, this whole world is so wonderful. Wow, look at those wonderful children. You see how you expect that loving smile and the hug and joy when you see a little 5-year-old, 8-year-old? Why don't you expect that from all of us who are over 20?
That's true.
When we all walk around with that importance, that's how many of us, another one I saw, the media or the news trying to get everybody to get the insurance. This country's want everybody on insurance. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Somebody stole that from that person. And somebody stole this, and, oh, they shot this person. They want you scared all day long so that you can go ahead and hurry up and pay all this for them. and so that they'll be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm not acting like, of course, we all have insurance on our car and everything for accidents, but I'm not expecting an accident to happen to me. Let's walk around and, hey, let's just feel good. And just all the people I walk up to, folks, you know, when we see each other at the gas station or at the store, and you see all the people right there, it's like similar to you. We're all right here in the community. It's like, hey, I hope you're having a great day. Let's all get back into that mentality of when we were 5 and 8 years old, how we were all open to talking to everybody and just uplifting. So let's get back into that one, where we can just all uplift each other.
That would be a great way to live. I try to live that way. Actually, I should say I do live that way.
You know, there you go.
Expecting
the
best from people.
Do what you
do. You know, I always expect the best from people, and I usually receive like the best. You know, it's kind of when we can connect with people.
Don't you have so many examples, so many stories? Like, what was one of the happily surprises that you had when you were expecting?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
As it was one of the happily surprises that you had when you talk to some new people, weren't you happily surprised?
Yeah, you're always happily surprised. I'm also a photographer, and it's like, and I remember first photographing people is like, you know, you're nervous and you're like, oh my God, are they going to let me take your picture? And the person said, no, go away. But when you went up to the person expecting to get the photograph, the person's like, hey, yeah, I don't mind. It's like, and it would end in a conversation and everything, and you get like some really cool photographs that way, right? That's something that's strained, you know? So it is all about expectations, right?
True that.
Yeah.
So, man, that's how we all share this story.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that, the surprise I was trying to show that one there. I just had to overcome that epilepsy. If you guys see my book, you know, Living Free with Epilepsy, and that just means seizures on a regular basis. But the seizure that I had to overcome was not the one many people were aware of. It was called complex partial, where I would walk around or do a dance or move, and my eyes were open. People might have thought I was high or something. So I'm just bringing it up to say that one time I'm on the bus, I ran off the bus somehow when I had one, and my purse and all my bag is in the middle of the street. This other gentleman sees me, and then he can't get me to speak to him. He picks up my bag and then gets my phone and calls the word dad on it. He talks to my dad and has my dad explain everything, and he sits me down and and waits for my aunt to come and pick me up.
Wow.
Look at all this love. Yeah. I mean, this stranger, this guy doesn't even know anything about me. And just comes and just sits me down and waits right there. And this happens. I'm just on fire. How much love is always out there. And I expect that's why I'm so grateful.
Wow.
I wish I could be able to put that on the news. Like, look at this. He made sure. I mean, even like 3 weeks ago, I'm going and showing that shirt I was telling you about. You know, we can just high-five people. And then I walked down the block, and another gentleman was like, hey, would you like your phone back? Pulled out my shirt. I dropped my iPhone a block away. I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at this. Thank you.
Yeah.
So many people are already doing all these lovely things. It's like, why can't we all just expect, like, see, can't we show off? Look at this. It's already happening.
All right. I'm going to take a break right now to say our goodbyes to our half-hour show on Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5. Thank you very much for listening to us. on the show. And we will be back with more of, what's her name, Afy Bell? Am I got that right?
Afy. Say coffee without the C. Afy Bell.
Oh, Afy Bell. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So we will be back in a moment for Station ID for everybody else. Thank you very much for listening to our half-hour show. Again, we'll be back in a moment. You're back on the community living show.
What? Okay. They kind of brings you to my next question, especially since we're in the fund drive and we're looking for the best results for our fund drive, so we stay on air. How do we make sure that we always achieve the best results that we want from our, what we're trying to do in life?
To achieve them? Just simply have the formula, like, you know, we always heard about just taking your step. So what was the step that you took?
Mm-hmm.
Your last step that you took, did you achieve the goal that you wanted to get that one? And just keep moving forward. See what system, yeah. Because that's one thing that that's how business always operates strong, when they just have one system and formula that they can just repeat over and over again and get these results of funds or services, you know, going. Same way with our life. If we see exactly where we want to go, what we want to mm-hmm. accomplish right there, because you're saying your radio show, it's not the radio show, you are doing, what was the drive?
It's the fund drive. We're actually a public-based radio. We exist according to donations and people, the public giving us money to keep our programming going.
And I just also want to interrupt there. We do this every year, starting around this time, of course, and then on our CIT or CFRO side, we do a thing called the pledge drives during the spring and fall as well. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you see how you got the experience. You got to see how you do it every year from this point, and then you saw the good results that came that way.
Yeah,
so that's why you're doing.
Yeah, so we're
and
just
that's why you added that spring, and so that's good. So you guys keep, you know, you keep moving forward. That's how all us are just going. We see what worked out, and that's why you guys are repeating that one.
Yeah,
and
so
we see what we repeat.
Yeah, so
see another angle as well we can add.
Yeah, we're all volunteers here, so we do a lot of information through different medias, and that's how we do this kind of radio show through non-privatized organizations and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's true. So that's good. You're just bringing up the question for other people, like their personal life. I was just bringing your story, your analogies, seeing how you guys are repeating that system. So all of us, our own life personally, you know, it's like, oh, okay, let me just go and do this. That's why I was just going and just donating myself. I went over to different Rotary clubs and chambers of commerce and so forth, you know, brought my book, and people were like, oh, okay. And that's when people were requesting me more. It's just like, you know, when you seriously just go and surround yourself with the folks and go towards the areas that you want to be at, you'll see how more doors open up when you just listen to your inner voice, that intuition telling you, hey, take this route.
Yeah. Tell us more about your book, though.
Oh, my book is called Living Free with Epilepsy, mm-hmm. and it's pretty much making more people aware, because they say about less than, you know, about 1% of America actually has epilepsy, and 99% of the people are unaware of it, and we got to change that, because same way with AIDS, they say what, 1% of America has AIDS, but why is 99% of America know all about AIDS? And so it's like, come on. We've got to share this with everybody, because epilepsy just means that you're having seizures on a regular basis, and that mm-hmm. means most people are unaware that there's 40 different types of seizures. And as I showed them how Socrates, Harriet Tubman, Julius Caesar, And Flojo, Florence Griffin Jr., they actually had to overcome epilepsy also. But right. We know their names, and they weren't having those regular grandma seizures that most people are aware of. They had to go through petite mal or simple partial, but they didn't let anything hold them down. So I just want everybody to see themselves the same way. It's like, you know, I love the analogy of the butterfly. When we just go off and start a challenge that we had to go through a tough time right there, just realize how, hey, this is just our time of boot camp or training camp. We're breaking out of the cocoon right now, becoming a beautiful butterfly as we just keep going and not giving up. It's amazing when you just see all the strength that you gain, because that's why they took my driver's license away, listening to the doctors. I shouldn't have listened. I should have listened to my inner voice. The doctor said, oh, you should start taking this medicine. I started taking medicine. That's when I started getting seizures. And I said, my voice, like, see, you need to be just weaning off of this. So I started listening, and that's why I wasn't allowed to drive. But long as I'm just all grateful, because I happily tell you guys about the BMW that I use, and it's not the BMW that you know about. Right. My BMW is called Bike, Metro, and Walking. And it keeps me a size 6. So I'm a size 6 happily when I just do everything on the down low, the DL. I'm always on the bike. I'm always walking around. And right. Most Southern Californians will not walk 2 blocks. They'll jump in their car and go down 2 blocks to go to that store when they could be using their bodies and keeping their bodies, you know, fine-tuned.
That's, I'd rather walk the 2 blocks than try to jump in the car, start the car up. And, you know, it would seem to take more time to jump in the car than I could have walked. I could have, by the time I get the car started, I could have been down the 2 blocks.
Hello? Yeah. East Coast, yeah. New Yorkers, D.C., all of them, they think like that. But L.A. folks, oh my goodness, they will get in the car so fast and not even go down.
Wow.
That's why you're all this traffic. They cannot move without a car.
So, Afi, what's your book again?
It's called Living Free with Epilepsy.
Okay.
You can see on my website, you know, AfiBell, AfiBell.com, or it's on Amazon and Kindle as well.
Right.
So you just go there and you'll just see the story about Harriet Tubman and Flojo, Socrates and Julius Caesar, how they had to overcome. And, you know, like Julius Caesar had those simple partial ones. And those his friends were like, oh, them crazy spirits are on his mind. Those crazy spirits. And he disregarded what anybody else said. And we all see how they're famous people. They just disregard. So you don't have to think about what anybody else is telling you or saying about, oh, you must be feeling this or this must be going on in your life. When you step up and you're able to blow off what everybody else is telling you, doctors, people, family members, they're the ones, the first ones to tell you that this is what's wrong. You must not need to change this about yourself.
Right.
That's bogus. Blow it off and move forward towards what your inner voice is telling you, what your gut feeling is. When you listen to that, you'll see how many great results you get. Mm. And that's why I'm sharing. I'm living free with it. I had to learn the system the hard way.
All right, if
I only went to the
All right, Evie, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. Michael, please stay on. We'll be back. Stay here, and we'll be back in a moment. So this is the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. We're going to take a break one more time, and we'll be right back. Hold on. The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more. All right, you tune into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and, of course, our full-hour show on our flagship station, CITR 101.9 FM. Back to you, Michael.
Okay. So, Alfie, I want to ask you this. How do we get people to know how we truly feel, and why is it important that people actually do know why we
why we feel the way we do.
Communication. I mean, you don't have to tell everybody all that you feel, but you can see how actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're actually in a conversation with somebody, you can tell people how they feel. But remember how when we speak out loud is what we're expecting. So if you're telling more people that you feel relaxed and free, you feel energized. Hey, I have an energized day. I'm feeling great. Just really relaxed right now. When mm-hmm. you get in the habit of expressing that, and people are, oh, okay, that's a different, and they'll hear that and see that about you, how you are relaxed, and you, your body, your actions will, you know, be showing that one. But, you know, you can't tell everybody, well, I guess all the details, but everybody has gotten into the habit of like, how are you? How are you? I was like showing the different words. Oh, man, I'm on fire. I'm energized. So like the regular, I'm good. Or, you know, it's like, whatever. Nobody pays attention to that. Just tell people the good words. That's why you're speaking those good feelings out loud. And then that's what can coincide with your actions. It's like, okay, I'm feeling good. And hey, have that pep in your step and clearly have a free mind feeling good.
Yeah. So that knee-jerk response that we think is that somebody asks how you're doing today and you're like, fine. It's like that knee-jerk response. Does it help us like find up what we really need to get out into the world?
Find up?
Yeah. I'm having trouble with my words today. I swear. Instead of saying truly how we do actually feel at the moment, when somebody asks that, we just like fine. And instead of being honest about our feelings, how does being honest with our feelings help us rather than just giving the knee jerk response?
Well, just getting that regular, it's just a habit. Everybody has gotten into the habit, like, just don't care. Just tell them that you're fine. You don't have to give them all the details. And some people don't even want to hear, oh, I didn't ask you for all this. So it's like you just have to work by each person. You know, you can tell the vibe that you get with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
One person you can tell is just busy, just saying, okay, they just want to just make sure they ask you that directly to show, you know, be what nice to show that they've asked you a question, but they really don't want to hear all the details. But when you just get more in the habit of versus saying fine and all that, it's like, just working on myself, or I'm relaxed, just taking a deep breath, you know, just have a different response. You don't just get into, remind yourself not to get into the habit of just saying the same thing where you won't stand out.
Mm-hmm.
If you just say a different response of what you are feeling, but think about what you want to feel. Because again, it's the same way that somebody says that they had a headache for an hour, if they don't respond, like, hey, I'm just freeing my mind right now, getting stronger with my head, I'm feeling good. To start speaking that kind of thing, and your mind is like, okay, I'm freeing up, I'm feeling good. And more people will be aware of that type of thing and seeing how, hey, it's just relaxing. Because the free mind, it'll see some better results soon. And we can just be all more open-minded when we all see the more people around us and actually listen to the different ones. Because when we all say fine, that means nobody's paying attention to that, huh? But say a different term so people are like, oh, okay. Pay attention to what you're actually saying. So I come up with a creative, hey, I'm energized. I'm pumped up. What about you?
Yeah, usually when somebody asks me that, I usually just state whatever's on my mind at the time, and it's like not just the knee-jerk fine.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at you like, huh?
It's like, oh, okay, I actually have to pay attention. Oh, okay, so somebody's actually talking to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you, so all right, bye-bye, fine.
Well, does it
do you usually wind up with in more conversations with, or connecting with more people when you're honest about when you say how you actually feel?
Right. Because, like, again, it's a different response. So it shows that whenever you say something different, people are like, oh, what did you say? Oh, okay. Because they're used to hearing fine and good also. It's not anything that stands out, like, oh, that's the standard. But if you're saying something different, like, oh, you know, I'm really working on this. And that's when they can catch their eyes, and that's when they can start talking to you a little bit more when they recognize it's a different response.
Right.
It's simple and true. Say, wait, come on, the simple one. Taking our deep breath, how simple that is. But if we remind ourselves, you see how much more connection the oxygen has with your body. It is incredible. Just taking those deep breaths are critical. Yeah. And then if you respond now on a regular with a different response of, oh, man, I am just energized. Or, oh, I'm just getting stronger with my brain. My mind is getting stronger. No more feelings of negative. My mind feels good. And people start hearing that and see if that's really going on. It's like, oh, okay. Different.
Right.
You want to stand out and be different.
Well, do you think people are afraid to stand out and be different?
Anything people are afraid to say about themselves? Or...
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? Your question was, are
people
afraid?
Are afraid of being different? Or they feel more comfortable just being in the little box?
I don't think anybody's afraid. I'm just thinking they're just in the habit. They're just not thinking about it at all. Whenever you get in the habit of doing something over and the same thing, you just do it until somebody points out, like, hello, why aren't you something different? It's like, you just get in the habit of doing the same thing. That's why everybody takes that right and goes straight ahead and drives this route. But instead of taking the left and going and cutting that shortcut, that's how they could cut all the traffic. It's like, oh, do something different.
Okay.
So, yeah, because we just get in the habit of doing things all the time one way, but when we can see that there's another route, you're like, oh, okay. That's how you keep your mind popped up. It's like, oh, okay, I can think this way, or I can think, or I can show. It shows that you're alive versus being a robot where you're just doing the exact same thing over and over again.
Very cool.
Come on, let's show that we're creative.
I'd rather be alive and authentic than just in mundane and...
Well, you see how the computers and everything has taken over. I mean, all them jobs and stuff have gone away because you call them companies up and they have the automatic system. And so they're, oh, if you want to answer this, if you want to do this. It shows how an automatic robot. People can become that when they just always in the habit of answering the exact same way, doing this same way. But aren't you a living person?
That's the whole point. So, Alfie, Kelly's gave me a signal that we need to get to announcements soon.
About the site there. I'm just motivated for all of us to get to change that loving spirit, to get that one, that positive vibe going back in the country. So if I can get those people, if they can go to my site, thealfiebell.com, and there's a petition there. I'm having everybody hit petition with me. So we can get ABC and NBC, you know, all the media, to start putting the 6 minutes of the good things that happen in the day. Get everybody to go over there and just hit the petition that they want to see that. They just have to put their name and their email and show that there is a big desire for everybody to have more positive words to come out versus all this negative.
Okay, so how do people do that? How do we find, I'm going to actually try to get to that right this second. That's out. Alfiebell.com.
A is an apple.
Michael's
F
going to do
Frank,
something. What?
Alfie is A is an apple. F is in Frank. I is in Island.
And it's under petition me, right?
Exactly.
Petition with me. I'm sorry.
Petition with me. And then just put your name right. And then the huge list to give to them. Working on getting 10,000 people to show, because in this country, all cares about the money. So maybe. How many okay. people are actually interested? That's when they'll ask to change.
So I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page for people to click on that and join your petition.
Yeah, on our Community Living Show page?
Yes.
All right.
We'll put that up there.
Sounds good.
Okay. And... Ooh.
So how teamwork makes the dream work, so all of us coming together will.
So.
It's true.
It's true.
one signature at a time, right?
Well, yeah, well, one signature, on. Yeah.
You're two signatures, but come on, get all the right there. Whoever's listening can just click on it themselves, and it only takes 10 seconds to put your name down. So no excuse that, oh, this is too much time. Please.
Mm. Only takes a few seconds.
All right. So if you want to, I'll let listeners know, we do have the Community Living Show, www.facebook.com/groups/CLivingRadio. That's our webpage, and we've got about 285 members to join. You can join, too, if you want to join in the conversation. And, of course, you mentioned the pledge or whatever it is, not the pledge, the petition, I should say.
Yes.
So, do that.
Yeah, we'll put that up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, and you said that, and you had just signaled me that, Paul's ready with some announcements from Victoria and what our provincial government's doing, right? Kelly?
What about?
You said that Paul's getting ready to come on with the messages.
I'm not sure we have time for that, Michael.
Okay.
So we may have to do it on another show.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, go to alfiebell.com, and you'll see, like, a big button there. It says Petition With Me. You click on that, and you fill in the information, and it's real quick and easy.
Mm.
It'll only take you about maybe 10 seconds to do it, and...
Yeah. 10 seconds. Wow, that was 10 seconds. Sorry about that, folks.
What's that?
Sorry, that was 10 seconds. That was a long break. All right. Well, we need to the information on you, Afi, one more time if we did or didn't. So, how do they get contact of you?
Oh, they can see me right there on my site. It has afibell.com.
Mm-hmm.
Has my contact. You can email me or call me with that one.
Mm-hmm.
AFIBell.com. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And of course, you know, I'm on Facebook and in LinkedIn and all that. It's Facebook or my website.
All right.
And you know, because it's time to contact, and all of us are on the team. So remember how I high five. So feel the high five over the phone right here.
Right.
Yeah. So we high-five the world and show everyone, as I like to say, the love.
Yeah,
spread the love.
Brotherly, sisterly love is alive. Man,
yes.
Passing love, you're just passing. But God out, all of us are just feeling the joy and feeling great.
Mm.
And see, I like, okay. Come on. And you got the energy. Come on. Remember the pep in your step. Guys, keep it up. You're feeling good.
Thank you.
I had to say, I always whenever I get off the phone with you, Alfie, I always feel better about being just being.
Hey, that makes me feel how it feeds me. I love it when we're all just uplifted. It means we're all family. Okay, keep it up, keep up the pep, and let's keep it going so more of us can operate the same way. Teamwork clearly makes the dream work.
Well, thank you, Effie.
Thank you.
And thank you, Michael.
Okay.
We'll see you next week if you're not around. So.
All right.
Talk to you soon, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. So that was Michael with the interview of Effie Bell. Yeah, so that is it for our program. So stay tuned for upcoming shows that are after us. So thank you very much for listening to us. I'm back. Of course, I just came back from Dominican Republic. So thank you very much for tuning in. And of course, stay tuned for other shows and listen to our late night show. We've got some guests that are coming up as well. So stick around. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. I'm, of course, Kelly Rayburn. Thank you very much for listening for the Community Living Show. Have a great day, everybody.